connect with the Matt and Ramona Showcast via Facebook and Twitter. Find out more at 1079thelink.com.
You're listening to Off Air with Matt and Ramona.
Love the fact that you're enjoying the podcast. Well, I think you are, because many of you have sent us stuff saying, hey, man, I love it. You can rate and comment at the end of the podcast, wherever you get your podcast. You can also go to the Matt and Ramona Facebook page and comment on the things we are chatting about. And we're going to talk about this really, I guess it's like a kinky sex survey, but it won't be. I'll keep it like PG-13. It's just
really
how we're all feeling after COVID. What it has done to us
as it relates to our sexuality.
Yes. But first, you are about to enter into a new world, and
you were right. The biggest threat to my peace of mind as I work toward placing my mom in a care home. I am very comfortable with this place. I've worked with Blue Dot to, I believe, find the right situation for mom and me.
Fantastic.
The biggest question mark hanging over this whole situation is a 10-pound poodle who a former caregiver affectionately called my demon child.
Yes, and you've called him an a-hole before.
My dog, Henri, some people might be surprised at hearing me call him that, because everyone I know thinks he's my mom's dog.
Well,
because
yeah,
they have been attached at the hip.
Almost too much.
For 16 years.
Wow.
My dog is 16 years
old. That is a hell of a run for a little tiny French poodle.
In the words of my friend's daughter, Miss Ramona, he's 112.
So, very old.
This dog has let me know I am not his favorite human, and I get that.
Right.
I live with mom and her dog. Mm-hmm. I live with her dog and him. So it has gone so far that Henri has taken a chunk out of two caregivers and
terrorized the neighborhood.
Terrorized every dog in the neighborhood. We love him, but he's a little asshole.
Yeah.
So as I can take him to visit her, pet visits are allowed. However, separating mom and Henri when they don't want to be separated means somebody is going to get bitten by the few teeth this 16-year-old poodle has left.
And there's some kicking involved,
so
usually.
What I have done is
I want to back up for a second. So you're saying that if you went for a visit for a couple hours or whatever with Wheezy in the new home, when it was time to leave, the dog and the woman would be having some sort of fit.
Yeah.
And lash out.
What do you mean, would be having some sort of fit?
A violent fit.
There have been bruises and bite marks, okay?
Yeah.
You do not separate them. You don't do it. So, my plan is to, since my dog is 16, he gets up, he sees where mom is, he goes back and lays down and goes back to sleep after peeing somewhere where he shouldn't pee.
Yeah.
I mean, that's his life right now, so at the age of 16.
It's not like she's walking him or, you know, or anything, or playing fetch or something.
No,
there's no involvement.
No. So since he sleeps like 18 hours a day, my plan is to take this fake stuffed animal looks like him.
Same size, you think? Relatively close?
It's 10 inches high. He's probably a foot tall, maybe.
So pretty relatively close.
And I ordered this stuffed animal off of Amazon. And while I was ordering, I was going through the different stuffed animals that were available, black stuffed toy poodles, and saying, Mom, do you think that looks like Henri? No, that doesn't look like him. Does that look like Henri? Mm-hmm. So the one that she said looked like him is the one that I ordered. And the plan is to take his doggy pillow from the living room and put it in her room.
Right. Okay, so she will look over and see what she thinks is Henri.
Right.
Because right now they don't interact anyway.
Right.
So this will be the same, it'll same look.
She looks over, she sees him, she's good.
She's not even petting him or anything like that.
No. All she has to do is look over and see him. Now, she wants to feed him 24 hours a day.
Right.
But he's asleep.
Yeah.
And she's like, "Oh, he's asleep." So she respects the fact that her baby is sleeping. Mm-hmm. So she's just going to have this baby that's sleeping all the time.
Okay, does the dog look like it's laying down or does it look like it's standing
up? No,
out?
It looks like he's sitting up, but I'm going to try to modify him when he arrives in the mail.
But you have to modify the eyes closed, right?
Yeah, but I'm a crafter. I think I can figure this out.
Some eyelids, you're going to make some eyelids?
Yeah. With some black yarn, he's about to be asleep.
And I guess laying down.
Yeah.
But does he have a blanket or something that you put over him to kind of hide it a little bit?
What I'm going to do is put Henri's Ohio State collar on him.
And that will, cover a little bit of the dog.
Right. So, it's a disguise, a clever disguise.
So the dog is kind of sitting up, but you'll lay it down.
Right.
Obviously, you won't notice that it's not laying like a dog normally lays.
Hey, hey.
Yes.
Hey!
Yes, yes, I know.
I'm doing
I know.
My best here.
She will. I'm sure you're going to break it in. Are you going to, ease the fake dog into the rotation of sorts, or do you have a plan for this?
Yes, I do. The plan is for him to arrive, me to modify him, and wherever Henri isn't laying, to put the dog.
Gotcha.
So she gets used to seeing
the fake dog.
Fake Henri.
And then when she asks, you'd be like, he's sleeping.
Oh, he's slow. Look, he's asleep. Don't bother him. Don't go close to him.
You better make sure that somebody doesn't open the package before you get home.
Oh, God.
Can you imagine that? That's your whole thing would be done.
Wait a minute.
Yes, you got to make sure.
The
no
confusion.
One opens.
Dementia is doing its worst already. The confusion of Henri plus Henri. Yeah. Ugh. So hopefully fake Henri does. Now, they do have some that move and lay down, but I don't have time for those.
Yeah, you needed a quick order.
I need fast.
Quick order fill.
Yeah.
Hopefully that will do the trick. I'm hoping we're all open for you that fake Henri today.
Yeah.
Depending on when this podcast comes out, but it's Tuesday or Wednesday of the
day. Yeah. When I get pictures, when I get him, I will post pictures. And I'm telling you right now, if Amazon does not deliver this fake poodle on time,
it will.
My level of resentment against Amazon will be lifelong.
They will. They will.
It will.
They will. I have faith it'll be delivered on time. Whether or not she buys into it, that's another thing. But does she ever, when Henri, let's say, goes to get his hair cut or goes to the vet or whatever, does she know?
Ask about him every 5 minutes.
Okay.
Where's Henri? Oh, he went to go get his hair cut. Where's Henri? He went to go get his hair cut.
Okay. So, yeah, that could happen then. Mm-hmm. It always be good, every day asking where Henri is getting his hair cut.
Right, right.
I'm not sure how this segues, but Americans are eager to try new things in the bedroom. With stuffed
there
animals.
There is no segue
with
there.
With stuffed animals.
There is no segue unless you're a plushie.
32% said they have a kink their partner doesn't know about.
Do you?
A secret kink. No, I don't think so. I think I'm pretty open. I'm pretty open and disgusting.
Did you hold back at first? Were you like, I don't think she's
No, she's my friend first. So she heard a lot of weird things.
Oh, right.
But I will say that also, because something's a kink doesn't mean you really want to do it. At least, I might talk about something, but comes to shove.
You're too scared.
I'm too scared. So it's not really a kink. It's a much of a, I'm happy with it just being
a fantasy.
Yeah, yeah. And about a third of people say that their sex drive increased during COVID-19.
Wow.
I don't know what
maybe there wasn't anything else to do, or for some people, I know it's a huge stress reliever. So, pandemic got you a little stressed out.
Maybe there are a lot.
You need to release some negative feelings.
I was thinking because you're together more, maybe, if you're both working from home, but that can go either way. If you're together more.
Your hands doing this the whole time you're talking about sex is weird.
This is like a body and a body on top of it. But I'm saying being together all the time can either crank up your sex drive, or you can be like,
or it gets old.
Yeah, it's old. I see this person all the time. They're not everything I dreamed of.
But I don't really understand that, because it's kind of like if your thing is playing video games, you don't get tired of the video games.
But it's a different game every time.
Isn't it when you're with your partner? I mean, are you doing the same exact thing every time? Are you trying to?
But the fantasy, the basics are the same. I mean,
the basics are the same when you play a video game. You press this button, you do this, you do that.
Squatch isn't it? When he's robbing people on Grand Theft Auto. It's a different crime every time.
Like, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's not the same.
Can't you apply that same creativity to your bedroom activities?
There's only so much you can do.
What do you mean only so much?
Plus, there's so many people involved,
there are
right?
Props and I mean, toys and lighting and music, yeah. All and you know,
yeah,
all kinds
but that's
of things.
Not a, it's not a good fantasy world, I guess.
We mean not a good your fantasy world is as good as your mind.
Yeah, but I don't play video games though, so.
So you got nothing.
I got nothing. And football games or basketball games, they're different every
and
time.
And you're scared of your fantasies. So okay.
And so is she, to be honest with you. The number one thing that they want to tell their partners but they are afraid to tell them is trying a new position, which
that's
I wouldn't
biggie,
be afraid
right?
of that one. But then doing it in public's number two. BDSM.
There's no way you would do it in public, is
no,
there?
No.
You wouldn't even think about it, even though no. You used to brag about your car wash loving skills.
Going to the car wash. Well, it wasn't going to the car wash. It's those car washes you can park in and then, you know, wash. But they have to hurry. And I don't want any me in the news, Matt Harris, arrested in it. My kids reading about it.
Matt Harris.
My feet putting a face on the TV.
Arrested at the scrubbing scoot.
Yeah, for scooping and scrubbing his own junk. No, wait, not my own junk. Somebody was with me.
Banned from Auto Bell.
Yes, yes. Yeah, I don't want that.
We need you to get out of the car
and
put your pants on.
Right, and trip and fall in a big soapy mess. I don't want that. I don't even know where I can go with it. Well, I'll tell you this. These are people afraid of. They say some fantasies people are like I don't want to try. It's just a fantasy. It's multiple partners or groups or S&M or BDSM. They're like, I like it. They're talking about it, but I don't really want to do it.
Yeah, some of that, you know, all that 50 Shades stuff, you can read about it, but,
sometimes,
you know, if I meet some rich guy who's got the sex dungeon, I'm kind of scared.
Oh, yeah, the sex dungeon.
Yeah, it's like, ooh, he's a millionaire with a sex dungeon.
That seems a little much.
Ooh, it is
specific
a lot.
Room.
It's and a lot.
I'm glad I don't
And he wants to
people.
Negotiate kink with me. That's still a lot.
Ugh. I don't judge the person who has it.
No,
but
no.
I would be a little probably freaked out.
But I would be scared. You've seen some of the messages that
yeah.
men on Facebook dating have said.
Oh yeah, well yeah, that is stunning to me every time you show me one of those freaks. Would you be weirded out, Squanch? You go to a girl's house and she's got a dungeon.
A little bit. A little bit.
I would be. I
mean, would you, Matt? I think would say, okay, I don't need to go in there. But I think Max is still young and curious enough to be like, you know, well, you're really hot. So
I'm going
to
be honest, Ramona. I probably would go in there. I just wouldn't tell nobody. I'll tell you guys, but I wouldn't tell like my closest friends or nothing like that. They're gonna be like, bro, what is wrong with you? But I'll tell you guys.
If it was like, let's say Amy said, I want to go to one of these places, I would do that. But walking into somebody who has
like if you
already
just met Amy and you started dating and she introduces you to her sex dungeon.
No, but see, I like I said, I would go to someplace else to a dungeon. But if they have their own pre-made dungeon, then I figure that there's a lot of stuff going on.
So you would rather go to
yeah.
the dungeon
public
that
dungeon.
Is like a germaphobe
yeah.
nightmare.
Every day of the
where
week.
Other people have dungeoned.
Yes. I'd rather go
with
to a public dungeon.
Stuff. Like, a public dungeon.
Yes.
A public. Like,
yes.
Instead of an escape room, if they have, like,
yes.
a sex room,
rather do
you
that.
Would rather do that.
Like, I'd be less afraid if I went than a person who has built this entire room based on it. I'm more like, okay, that maybe they're actually crazy.
Okay.
And I know
okay.
I shouldn't judge,
okay,
but I think
no,
they're going to, like,
okay.
they bone
it's
me
it's
or
sex
something.
It's date.
Huh?
It's okay. Let's pretend you and Amy are dating.
Yeah, still.
Max, you and whoever are dating.
Uh-huh.
And it's time to take it to naked.
Mm-hmm.
You would much rather her schedule time in a public sex
yes.
dungeon than take you to a sex dungeon that she has in her own home.
Yes. Yes.
Right, think about this.
No.
A public sex dungeon.
But it's
where
much.
Multiple people have been
I
in
don't
there.
Care.
You don't even know who's been in there.
No.
There is not enough Clorox.
But
they
not,
have
no.
not invented.
Yes, they clean it.
They
Come
have
on.
Not
They've
invented that yet.
They got rules. Those people are very clean people.
I'm a little afraid because, and I hate to judge somebody.
I've got one word for you. COVID.
No, please. We know where you're going to get it from surfaces now.
But you can get it from excrement.
They clean those places.
You can get it from excrement.
I know, but they clean the crap out of those places. Literally. I'm saying the person who has their own dungeon, and I hate to judge you if you're a dungeon owning person. I'm just thinking.
Because a big part of our audience.
Yeah. I'm thinking like, that they are. You know, Hannibal Lecter. They are. I'm afraid they're going to lock me up and debone me or like.
Debone!
You know, at a public place, you've got a rescuer. You've got a safe spot. Somebody's on the outside ready to let you out.
You believe
she can
there's
lock
a security guard watching?
Yes.
You have a safe button.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
But as opposed to somebody's just going to lock you up there and leave you there for years.
There's a
days.
Time limit. When her money runs out,
yes.
someone's going to come
yes.
looking for Matt Man.
Yeah. In someone's okay. house. You don't know. You see all the fences go up and all the things, yeah. and you're never heard from again.
I, too, watch a lot of Dateline.
I don't want to be tied up in someone. I would tie it up publicly, not in someone's dungeon they built. Come on, man. They're regulars.
Common sense, people.
Common sense. Common it is. Sense. It is common sense. If you own a dungeon, reach out to me. Tell me if that's common sense. Or if you go to dungeons, it's the Matt Harris Facebook page.
Is there like a sex dungeon place around here?
I'm sure there is. There's always, I would imagine. You always imagine it in like New York or LA or something, but I think we've grown. Charlotte's being big now.
Okay, if you know about a sex dungeon in Charlotte, hit Matt up in his DMs.
Yeah, do that. And share your thoughts on it, whether you like the private dungeon or the public dungeon. Just telling you. All right, rate, comment, share. That always helps us when you share this podcast, and we will talk again soon.